Welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. We've got an exciting lineup for you today. This is the very first episode in our new series called Hospitality Heroes. And this is where we speak to individuals that are making waves in the industry. So today we'll be chatting with Charlie from Pierpoint, a nominee for his exceptional fish frying skills.
Very exciting.
So exciting.
Before we dive into our conversation, I want to take a moment to mention our sponsor, Consilio Insurance. They are the experts when it comes to insurance in the hospitality industry. Restaurants, hotels, cafes, you name it, they have you covered. Our local agent, Simon Steer, has been working closely with several clients recently, providing them with a comprehensive quote that includes full coverage for flood damage. That's quite impressive, isn't it?
I know. I wouldn't imagine that. So, but yeah. I just got a text from Simon yesterday and it said, yeah, full coverage for flood damage. So it's definitely worth a call.
Yeah. And if you're looking for some peace of mind, because not all insurance policies will have you fully covered for flood. So give them a call. And that is 07-760-346-561. You're going to be calling Simon Steer. Or you can follow them on social media. And remember, that's Consilio with a K.
Brilliant. And our second sponsor is us. Ooh. Do we get a round of applause?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Amazing. Thanks. Right here at Treat Marketing on Beacon Key, we are so excited to announce that next week we are teaming up with Impact Torbay and we're going to be hosting a workshop that's all about social media growth. It's 45 minutes and includes 5 practical ways to grow on social media. So if you need help navigating the social media landscape, sign up for the free workshops at Impact Torbay, or you can always give us a call 07513-472-371.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about the workshop next week.
I know. It's going to be really practical, and that's good. I know that the way that we created it was so that people could do things kind of instantly, so you get like immediate impact.
Yeah, yeah. I think the vision is that at the end of that 45 minutes, 50 minutes, the business owners are walking out of that workshop with things that they've changed already. It's not like they've just listened to us speak for 45 minutes.
No.
They've actually made those changes, 5 things that they can immediately action on.
Yeah.
And, you know, walk away feeling, you know, quite proud about their social media presence and where they're at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're going to have a much firmer grasp on like how to optimize and like how to reach out to people, how to collaborate. I don't want to give away all the secret sauce, but it's going to be really good.
Yeah. I mean, if you want the secret sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Call us on 07513-472-371.
We'll give you some sauce.
For money. We'll give you sauce for money.
For money. So let's get into today's episode. Right. I've got some shout outs to Beth, Cousin Ted, Haiti from the Osborne, Harry, AV, Nikki, and Lorraine. And a big thanks to Ellie Meek for inviting me down to the Devon Women in Business Awards.
Oh,
it was so nice. Door-to-door treatment. I got a free chicken dinner. Winner, winner. Literally chicken dinner. Thanks, Ellie Meek. And don't forget Cherry Tree Trish, who gave us some great recommendations this week. So over to you, Cal.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out the fam this week. So we got Auntie Jane, Camilla, Paolo, Phil, and Bill.
I heard there's some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Right. So this is breaking news as of today, 16th of November. Hit it.
All right. Breaking news. It's official and you heard it here first. Brady Construction is officially in liquidation as of the 15th of November. We've even been on Company's House today where they are reporting $400K in assets and just shy of $1 billion. Is that a B for billion?
It is.
$1 billion in debt. They are the construction company behind the new homes at the former 5-star hotel site, which was the former Palace Hotel.
Right. It's like I'm my own grandpa. We're a lot of formers, nothing new. Out of that long list of debtors, there are a whole bunch of companies local to the area and across Devon and Cornwall and other places. But it includes Torbay Council, which is owed $25,000. We hope that everyone gets their money. Some of the amounts were staggering, like $300K. Anyway, we hope everyone gets their money back. and a quick date up, excuse me, a quick update on our Freedom of Information request from the 1st of May to the council to understand all of the decision making that took place behind this debacle. So what's happened?
What information did they send our way?
Oh, I've asked for another status update today by email and was told. Literally.
Nothing.
Crickets. So we will continue to try to get to the heart of what is happening on this site for you, and you will hear it here first. And in our next item, congratulations to all of the finalists for the Devon Tourism Awards taking place tonight at the Riviera Center right here in Torquay. Congratulations and best luck to all of the finalists, which include...
That includes Riverside B&B in Newton Abbot, Ray Valley Camping in Newton Abbot, and the Carey Arms and Spa in Babbicombe.
Right, and includes the Raptor from Torquay Water Sports in Torquay, Beverly Holiday Park in Paignton, Lincoln Hall in Torquay,
Offshore Bar and Restaurant Torquay, Small World Tapas in Torquay, Aish Cross Holiday Cottages in Totnes, and English Riviera Visitor Information Service. Yay!
Well done. We hope that you bring home some trophies. That would be lovely. So good luck. And we're looking forward to seeing all the photos tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got some big news.
Hospitality Heroes is a massive hit. Yes. So nominate a member of your team and we'll come to your location and we'll carry out an interview to showcase your hero's story. Really fun.
Yeah. After we released that reel the other day, I think we got like, what, five, six nominations within a couple of hours?
Already. Yeah. The diary's filling up quickly. And it's really good because we can bring all the podcasting equipment right to your location, so it's really easy for you. All you need to do is nominate, we'll get back in touch, and we'll get them booked in.
Yeah, perfect.
Right.
So now let's have a look at some hotel news.
The Palace Hotel in Paignton is running a November offer. You book two nights and you pay for one. Easy.
Yeah, that does sound easy. I think, to be honest, I think winter offers for hotels makes a lot of sense, but it's really, really important that you get the word out the right way.
Absolutely.
You have lots of different, like, tactics to spread that word. One that we deal with here at Treat is obviously Facebook ads.
Yeah,
very, very popular at the moment.
Yeah, we can do your Facebook ads for you. And another one that's really popular is also email marketing. So we use MailChimp here. We're MailChimp and company partners, and so we can take your lists of all of your past guests and we can send them just a quick update to just say, well, book two, pay for one, or whatever, you know, the offer is. We'll happily run that for you.
Yeah, obviously, you know, you could do that yourself, but it really benefits you to have a second set of eyes. And also, you know, we are professionals. We are going to put the story in front of that offer. It's not just two for one.
No,
there's
a reason why you book. Exactly. Yes, exactly. It's the storytelling that we're trying to get across. So yeah, this is all marketing, but it's just what we do. It's what we're passionate about, of course. So yeah, TLH Leisure is also celebrating Christmas with extra tinsel. Ooh, from the 23rd of December to the 2nd of January, they've got daytime activities for all ages, nighttime entertainment, including live music and festive menus, including a gala buffet on Boxing Day.
Yeah, no, I really like that one because on their on the post where they released this, there's a little picture of Santa hiding behind the tree.
Oh, okay, cute.
So maybe he's gonna be there, we don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
He's busy.
He's very busy.
Also in hotel news, the vegan guest house, the Miggy, has a Christmas menu.
Yeah, they're over in Paignton, right?
Yeah, and it's going to be a fun, sociable evening.
Ooh.
So if vegan's your thing, go in and taste their take on the Christmas menu.
Yeah.
And also meet some fellow vegans.
It's always nice to meet a vegan. I agree. What? I think it's amazing. So turning to restaurant news, Frank's Cafe has some new opening times. They're closed on Monday, but open 9 to 3 Tuesday through Saturday, and then they slightly later start on Sunday. Have a little sleep in. 10 to 3. I'm really excited about the Sunday dates because always on Sunday, I want to go and have like a really nice meal like for breakfast, and there's never anybody open. So yeah, Frank's Cafe on Sunday. I'll see you there at 10.
Very nice. What kind of meal would you have at breakfast at Frank's?
What they do is it's called a croffle, and so it's like a croissant in a waffle iron.
Ooh.
I know, and they do this really savory one. It's called a New York deli, and it's got like pastrami and like American mustard on it. I love it. The more savory, the better. Drown me in salt. Love it.
Drown me in salt.
Right.
All right. Also, we have 21 offering a mix and match any three tapas and bowl off skin on fries for £22 per couple. And that makes for the perfect sharing board. I mean, just £22 for two people.
That's incredible.
That's really, really good.
Really great.
And that's going to be Monday to Friday, 12 till 6. And that's at 21 in Torquay.
Amazing. Did you see that the offshore has a new autumn menu?
Yeah, I saw that. It looks really, really tasty. I know.
Their one new main course item that really strikes a chord with me. I've been trying to get a butternut squash for ages. I went to Asda and they don't stand. I mean, I think they do the whole butternut squash, but I just want the cubes. Anyway, offshore is doing a Moroccan butternut squash curry, and that sounds delicious.
That does sound very, very nice.
Two courses for £18.50 or three courses for £23.50.
Yeah, and you can see their full autumn menu on their Instagram site.
Nice.
So if you just type in offshore Torquay.
Amazing.
Rock Garden also has a winter saver deal on.
This looks insane.
Which is £7 for their lunch menu.
That's great.
Any two main meals for just £22.
Right.
And 2-for-1 cocktails every night from 9 p.m. until close.
That's amazing.
That is really good.
I know. The Rockfish has announced a new set menu with seasonal offerings, only £20 for three courses.
Wow.
I know,
yes,
right?
Yes, there we are.
You know it's always going to be sustainable and super fresh from Brixham Fish Market. You visit therockfish.co.uk and you check out seasonal set menu. I'd like to say what was on it, but it's always going to change. So
it's seasonal.
It's seasonal and like, you know, fresh. It's catch of the day type thing. So you won't find out probably until you arrive at the restaurant. But it's always going to be good. So it's nothing to worry about.
And £20 for the three courses. That is,
I know,
that is great value.
So good. I know. Amazing.
Also.
Oh.
We have Viva Torquay is now on Just Eat.
Oh, that's really good. Oh, you know what? I don't know what they're doing for food. Well, I know last week we shouted out their breakfast.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have a look at their dinner menu now that they're on Just Eat. That's perfect.
Do you ever use Just Eat?
I use Uber Eats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my thing. Uber Eats, Tor Grill, always.
Tor Grill?
Sorry, yes. Like lamb shish, whatever.
It sounds nice.
I know, yeah.
It sounds very nice.
Oh, it's properly dirty. Amazing. Yeah.
When I was in Istanbul, I'd get kind of delivery pretty much every day, but it's just so affordable there.
Mm.
Here, it just makes more sense to kind of cook, to be honest.
Yeah, it does, I guess. But I'm an Uber Eats person. But Just Eat, I think it's a decent platform. I've used them before in the past, but it just seems to be. And now that I'm on like the Uber Eats list, I get texts from them. So it's like a reminder that your lamb is waiting at Tor Grill. I'm like, okay.
Well, you're telling me a pretty interesting story from one of your Uber Eat experiences.
Oh, God.
The guy came in his like Lamborghini or his Porsche.
He delivered the food in his Porsche. I was like, what are they paying these Uber Eats guys anyway?
Respect it.
I know.
It.
So funny. Should we turn over to Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah. Well, I can see here that Simply Fish in Brixham has launched their December festive menu.
Nice.
And that includes a 1 kg tomahawk steak.
I know.
That's £68 to share. And pre-order is essential.
Mm.
So watch out for their live music nights too.
That's brilliant.
And if you want to have a look, just go onto Google and type in Simply Fish in Brixham.
That's right. Lincoln Hall has released their new New Year's Eve menu. And this to me sounds amazing. I think it wasn't your cup of tea. So it's a tasting menu with a paired wine flight. And this is what I'm excited about. The liver parfait.
No, thank you.
What is wrong with me? Why do I like liver? Is it an old person food? Maybe.
No.
It's pate.
Yeah.
Not your thing.
No.
Liver parfait, crispy potatoes, a duck breast, and much more. £75 for the tasting menu, £125 for tasting menu plus wine. But it's also New Year's Eve, so you get the countdown and everything. So check their latest Instagram post to see the full menu. Brilliant.
I mean, what I did like about what they've done there is with each meal, they have a separate paired wine flight.
Yeah.
So they've done that pairing for you already.
Yeah.
And it's kind of bespoke. So every single item on the menu has its own
has
wine
its own wine. Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. Brilliant. We don't have any news. Oh, do we? Boathouse Watch, ready?
Wait, no, this one, I think.
Oh, no. I'm going to change that sound. I dedicated to changing that sound this week. I hate that one. Right, Boathouse Watch, nil news.
We do have some supplier news.
Oh, nice.
So, Torbay Gin has designed and created some Christmas baubles.
Ooh.
And you can pick that up from the Plot Deli in Newton Abbott.
Lovely.
And whilst you're there, you should also grab a bottle of their multi-award winning gin.
Mm.
And on a side note, the Plot Deli have a 95% stock of Devon made goods.
Oh, that's really so good.
Pretty much everything there.
It's made in Devon.
Made in Devon.
Wow, I love that.
Which is awesome. I think, you know, if you've got guests at your hotel or your restaurant, and you want to kind of, you know, push them towards really getting a taste or, you know, getting some items to take home from Devon.
Yeah.
Then on the way home, wherever they're driving home to, unless they're from Cornwall, but probably not. On the way home, they can pass by the Plot Deli and pick up some Devon made goods.
Oh, that's brilliant. I like that. I love that. Poppy Jakes, the photographer, has just won the customer service award from Devon Women in Business. It was hilarious because she was the... Oh, go on.
Hey, Poppy!
Go Poppy!
Yeah, we love Poppy. She was the photographer for the night, and then, like, she won the award, and everyone's like, who's going to take Poppy's photo? So she had to, like, hand off her camera to somebody else. It was a really fun evening. So she specializes in personal branding photography, headshots, interiors, and also her latest shoot at the Thirlstone Hotel looks so good, and some really cute shots with their puppy that's there.
That's lovely. Very cute. Nice. That's very sweet.
And this podcast's favorite brewer, Baze, has unveiled its new charity brew in sponsor of THHN, the Torquay Holiday Helpers Network. It's a deep amber ale with a subtle sweetness, and it's perfect to get in a case or two for the holidays. 5% of every bottle and pint goes towards the charity, and it helps to promote memorable seaside holidays to families at a time when they need it most. Visit baysbrewery.co.uk and use discount code LOYALTY30 for 30% off your beers and ciders.
Shout out Sean Beeson.
Nice. Should we head over to attractions news?
Yeah, well, we've got some almost sad news.
Oh, no.
About Kent's Cavern.
Oh, no.
The Carols in the Caves has almost sold out.
Almost sold out?
Yay!
That's what we want to hear. Yeah, businesses thrive.
So there's only one date left for you to book.
Okay.
And it's not just Carols in Carols in the Caves. There's also an interactive pantomime through the toy workshop.
Nice.
And I heard some rumors that Santa's going to be making an appearance for the little ones.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. I need to get over there and get booked. There's only one date left. Get on it. Kent's Cavern's website.
Exactly. Nice. And for the events news this week.
Nice. On the 18th of November, the Torbay Singers are going to be covering Handel's Messiah. That's Saturday, the 18th of November at 7 o'clock. And that's at St. Matthias Church over in Wellswood. And on the 18th of November as well is Let's Dance with the Torbay School of Dance. And that's at the Palace Theatre in Paignton. And that starts at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and the 18th of November is clearly a popular day for these events. Because again, on the 18th, we've got EF's Coffee and Cake Morning to support Feed a Child Torbay. So that's going to be at EF House, which is 14 Castle Road in Torquay. And you can go and visit EF Torquay on Saturday for a coffee and cake morning where all the profit will go to Feed a Child Torbay.
Oh, that's good. And that starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's really nice. And then also on the 18th.
On the 18th. Okay. This is the 18th of November podcast.
Yes.
I love it.
We've also got I Love the 80s.
Mm.
And that's in Brixham Theatre Town Hall. And it's about award-winning, world-class musicians performing an 80s show that delivers like no other.
Mm.
With a huge audience interaction and many... Oh, wow. I remember that.
I remember that from the old days. So, Saturday the 18th, 11:30 in the morning at Brixham Theatre Town Hall. That's brilliant. And we've got one for the diary for you. Saturday the 25th of November, Double A and the Bay are playing at the Breakwater Bistro at 8 p.m. Lovely.
Exactly.
Should we head over to the jobs board?
Yeah, we've got quite a few here.
Nice.
So we've got an assistant manager role at the Church House Inn.
And that's in Marlden.
Yeah. We've got an events and project officer with Rowcroft Hospice.
Oh, that's really valuable. That's nice. A great organization to work for.
Yeah, really, really good. Also, that one's not on Indeed. That one's actually on LinkedIn. If you want to find how to apply for that role, just go on to Rowcroft Hospice's LinkedIn profile.
Nice.
And the Britannia Hotels Limited in Torquay are looking for a receptionist. Mm-hmm. And finally, we have a restaurant manager job post. I don't know what restaurant it is because it's posted by TTW Recruitment, but the restaurant's in Dartmouth and the starting salary is 25 to 29K.
Oh, nice.
So if you want to find that one is on Indeed.
Okay, for a restaurant manager in Dartmouth. Yeah. Okay, all right, amazing.
Let's jump over to the live music calendar.
On Friday, Dave Wild is playing 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s covers at the Devon Arms in Torquay from 9 p.m. And Jai Rocks is going to be at the Dolphin in St. Mary Church at 8:30.
Cool. We have Nick of Time.
Funny.
Which is kind of outstepping Dave Wild just a tiny bit.
They by do doing the
50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s covers. It's a duo at the Devonport Arms in Paignton.
Nice.
And we've got the Boombox Babies, which is acoustic and electric rock and pop. And that's at the Devon Arms in Torquay at 9 p.m.
Right.
And we've got the underground band Devon doing ska covers, which I'm not really sure what that is, but
I'll educate him. Don't worry, guys.
We'll have to go to find out.
It's at the Griffin Bar and Torquay, and that's Saturday at 4 p.m.
Exactly.
Thanks. And on Sunday, Decades plays 80s covers, and it's a five-piece, and that's at the Griffin Bar as well at 4. You ready for the weather?
I'm going to say... Actually, you know what I am going to say?
Okay.
Last week, I said sunny, sunny.
Yeah.
And you said no.
No, it's going to be rainy and stormy and squally.
A bit, but what actually happened on Saturday?
I can't remember. This is a sign of a good weekend when you can't remember.
I was up on Saturday and it was beautiful blue skies. Yes, there was a little bit of rain at the end of the day.
Right.
But throughout the day, gorgeous.
Amazing.
Take that, Met.
Take that, Met office. Take your rainy weather and shove it where the sun does, literally where the sun doesn't shine.
Exactly.
Okay, Saturday the 15th, a little bit of rain. Why is it, 15 degrees, sorry. Yes. It's not Saturday the 15th. I was like, how do we go back in time? So right, Saturday the 18th, it's going to be 15 degrees and a little bit of rain. And on Sunday, 19 degrees and partly sunny. Honestly, that's like summertime temperature.
That is late summer.
Amazing.
It's a beautiful weekend. Beautiful, beautiful weekend.
Perfect time to book your hotel deal. Everybody on the planet, get involved.
Or put on your hotel deal also. It's a good time for that.
Yeah, I know. It's like people are looking for like a little weekend break. Mm-hmm. So right, and now we're over to our interview. So we talked to Charlie, our first ever hospitality hero.
It was really interesting to talk to Charlie.
Yes.
He's absolutely on fire, cranking out awards.
Yeah.
Frying fish, delicious. Yeah. He's really, really enthusiastic about making sure that the product that he serves to his, the people who eat the fish.
Customers?
His customers. Well, it's not really.
Fish eaters?
His fish eaters. Yeah, no, I mean, really, I was really impressed with him.
So amazing.
Let's have a listen. Okay, so I'm sat down here with Charlie from Pierpoint, and we're actually in Pierpoint today. Welcome, Charlie.
Thank you, Callum. Nice. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, congratulations. You're the first ever hospitality hero. So that's been nominated.
Thank you.
That's a pleasure. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, and I believe you were on the radio yesterday?
Yeah, I was on the BBC Radio Devon Breakfast, I think.
Yeah? And how did that go?
It was all right. The nerves were obviously kicking in, but I got through it.
Yeah, right, you got through it.
Yeah, I got through it.
What kind of questions were they asking you?
Sort of about myself and where the journey started, what makes a good fish and chips, etc. Yeah. And obviously asking about the top 6 category for Natural Young Fish Fry of the Year.
Yes.
So they asked about that and the next stage for it. But yeah, just sort of those.
Okay, so I feel like we might be repeating ourselves a little bit today.
Possibly, yeah.
Possibly. okay, well, I mean, let's start off. How old are you?
I'm 23. Yeah.
And how long have you been working in the hospitality industry?
5 years.
5 years, okay, cool.
5 years, yeah.
And where did you start?
I started exactly where Lorraine had her old shop over at Paignton on
the
pier.
Okay.
So I was originally there when I was 18, just after I think I was in college at the same time, but yeah. I obviously went for an interview with Lorraine and got the job.
Perfect.
So I first started off as customer service pretty much.
Yeah.
built them with customers.
And then when did you get into the back, you know, into the kitchen?
Into the kitchen. I'd say after 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your preference?
I love it.
Oh, I'm saying, what's your preference out of customer service, like front-facing versus in the kitchen?
It's different. To be in the kitchen is exciting because obviously, hopefully, you're really wanting the customers to walk away with a smile on their face, knowing that they enjoyed the food. So it's based on the food, really.
That's interesting. So,
as long as if they enjoyed good meal, you know, coming back. Hopefully,
okay, that's quite interesting.
The second time, so.
So it's like it's less about the. Obviously, you have a great team here, which gives great service.
Amazing team, yeah.
But for you, it's more important about the quality of the food. Making sure that they get the best bite, basically.
Yeah.
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 Okay, cool. And when you started off in the kitchen, did you envision that one day, pretty soon, in only a couple of years, you'd be up for some awards?
I didn't know, because when I first started off, I didn't actually know about any of these awards.
Okay,
neither of us did, but the more we got into it, we found out, and obviously COVID came, so that put a hold to it for about 2-3 years.
Yeah.
So that was quite annoying, but yeah, I'm happy to where we are now with the awards.
I'm curious about so you started off in Paignton in the restaurant over there. What was it like for you to come into this new restaurant, Pierpoint in Torquay?
I was excited.
Yeah.
Because I remember Lorraine mentioning it, and all I could remember saying to myself is, I'm going to say yeah to go over. For me, it was like a step up.
No, I agree, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I've been to the restaurant in Paignton when you guys were running it. And this place is, I would agree, a step up. It's pretty fancy. I'm looking around now. I'm seeing really nice chandeliers, really nice color scheme, all that. I mean, when you first came into the restaurant, what was the energy?
It was good energy because for me, you know, it was just fryers over at Paignton, but yeah, you mixed in with chefs and KPs and front of house. You know, it's just a bit more experience-wise, a step up, and it's fun. It's nice.
Okay, so when you came here, there's I'm assuming a bigger team around you in the kitchen.
Yeah, definitely a bigger team. Yeah.
And how did that dynamic work?
It went well because you know as long as you all get along.
Yeah.
I think the team works better. You know, without a good team, gonna sort of crumble on a busy day, but
yeah, for sure
it was nice to have.
I was gonna say, I used to be a kitchen porter in
KP's,
a small Italian restaurant in Paignton, and there's something that when you have like a good gel in the team, I find that like you can kind of like not even say words, you just give each other looks and you know what the other person's saying.
Yeah,
you know, and that when you have those moments, then things really fly. It really goes well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So is your responsibility in Pierpoint at the moment just fish frying, or are you doing other meals as well?
I'm the head fryer, so the main role for me is frying.
Yeah.
For the takeaway and the restaurant.
But yeah.
I can do desserts. I can do some of the meals.
Yeah.
As the head chef showing me and the progress and all of that, but a bit of everything, KPing as well, the salad section.
Tell me, for the prep work, for the fish frying, what goes into that?
Yeah, so it's about scaling and weighing the fish, cutting it down. Yeah. So in the restaurant, we do different sizes and the takeaway. So you've got to get your scales out, make sure they're the right weight, etc., for what you're serving process. So
if it's not the right weight, what do you do with the fish?
Well, we can do anything, you know. We've got homemade fish cakes on the menu, if we never like to waste. So we've got that we can use.
Yeah.
For
if it's too small, that makes sense to put it into fish cake.
Just, we'll poach it and just put it in with some fish cakes and
that sounds
out
nice.
Of that, yeah.
And if it's too big,
again we'll just cull it.
Okay.
We'll just try and see what we can do with that again.
There isn't like a happy roulette of a customer. Some customers get a huge fish. No.
We like consistency. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And with the process of the fish, so you've scaled it, you've weighed it, all that stuff. What's like something that you didn't know when you first started, but is now actually like quite an important part of the process for you?
I'd say making sure your batter's right.
Okay, well, how do we make sure the batter's right?
Making sure that you've got the right water temperature from the fridge.
Yeah.
Because again, with that, it's consistency, because you want like an even coated batter on your fish, and you don't want it too soggy or something like that. So yeah, making sure your batter's right and following that, because I think having that process, I think at the start I wasn't getting my consistency with it. So, you know, customers would be getting I'd say a less crispy a cod than what I originally want, but now that I know the process of how I want my batter time, it's like...
And is it kind of like just ingrained? Like, are you able to kind of look at it and kind of be aware of if it's right or not?
Yeah, for some experience, but obviously just by tapping it, you can kind of tell by the batter itself if it's that nice crisp, and you can tell if it's done.
Yeah. And okay, so again, we're going to put fish onto the one side.
Yeah.
From the things that the head chef here has taught you, what's the dish that gets you the most excited? Or maybe you haven't been taught yet, but you want to learn?
Dish-wise, I'd say sea bass.
Sea bass? Okay, yeah. Cool. And how's that prepared?
We get it straight in skin. I think we've got the skin on it, but we get it boneless.
Yeah.
And that's, again, we grill it, I think.
Nice.
Put it on a hot plate, we grill it with a bit of oil, salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And that gets turned over.
Yeah. Okay, nice. And now I want to talk about like your journey, as you've talked about on the radio yesterday.
Yeah.
But your journey in the hospitality industry. So it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you've been with Lorraine from day one.
Yeah, from day one, yeah.
Okay. And in the future, what's the aspirations? Are you thinking to move up the ranks and eventually be the head chef here, or you know, kick out the old blood? What's your thought process around that?
I think I kind of like take one step at a time.
Yeah.
So like right now, obviously to try and get into this top three category, which the next stage is coming soon.
Yeah, because you're in the top six at the moment, right?
Yeah, top six at the moment. Yeah.
Top six for the, what's the official name? It's the...
National Young Fish Fry of the Year.
I was reading through the, kind of like the rules and stuff and how it's judged. How is it? Because I didn't get much on their website. But how is it actually judged? Are they looking for specific, like crispiness or flavor? Or are they looking for process and technique? How are they judging it?
It's all of it, sort of thing. So, yeah, you know, looking for everything, you know, it's obviously that's the one side of it. And then they'll want to know what other things you're doing.
Yeah.
So are you using MSC sustainability, stuff like that, your best ingredients?
Okay, well, let's go back. The sustainability aspect. What are they looking for there?
So they just want to know that you represent that, because it's always good to have it on your menu.
Okay.
MSC.
What is MSC?
It's Marine Stewardship Council, and it's pretty much just sustainable fish, so you're not overpopulating in certain areas in the ocean.
I'm assuming you guys get most of your fish from Brixham Fish Market?
No, so in the kitchen-wise, we get some of it from Brixham.
Yeah.
Mainly it's frozen at sea in the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, and it's line caught.
Okay, so frozen at sea, that means that on the boat they have like a big freezer or something? Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it keeps all the freshness. And
interesting. Did you ever have interest to go on one of those trawlers?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
I think that's a goal to tick off, that, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Definitely.
Have you ever visited the Brixham Fish Market?
Yeah, many times, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So
yeah, we were there with the podcast a couple of weeks ago, actually. That was nice. Mad.
Yeah,
that squid room is a very...
Yeah.
Whew. It's a very intense smell, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. Lots of black ink kind of flowing everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, would you ever do like, this is just throwing it out there, you know, you don't have to do it, but have a little trawler where you make the fish and chips on the boat?
Yeah.
For the sailors or something?
Yeah, for the sailors, yeah. I'm sure they'd enjoy that.
They nice would enjoy that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so back with the hospitality journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your schedule? Like, what's the time that you generally start? What time do you generally finish?
So it can be different.
Yeah.
So it can go from in the morning to just start at 10, yeah. finish at 5 or 6 or 4.
Yeah.
Or you go from, I've got half 11 till 9 in the evening.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, nice. Sort of,
yeah.
Yeah. And do you like the kind of like varied times of starting?
I do prefer to start a bit later, as in the half 11 one till 9. Just go all the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. My sister works in, she's going to start working in the new Viva Lounge or something.
Oh, the Viva Lounge, yeah.
In the one that's opening in Paignton.
Yeah.
She's also definitely nighttime is better. Nighttime. Yeah, for sure. I think for her, it's like the energy is just a little bit more kind of like all go, like all hands on deck. Everyone's kind of like running around and she enjoys that.
Yeah, that's good.
That feeling. Are you guys usually quite a lot busier in the evening time than the morning?
We always get a morning lunch rush, but it depends. We've got the theatre next door, so if there's a show on there, normally the shows are in the evening, so we'll get a nice evening rush.
Yeah.
So we'll get a few bookings for that.
Nice. And it's a beautiful spot that you guys are on, literally on the seafront. There's not really a better place to work, to be honest.
We try not to take it for granted, but it's a very nice view, yeah.
Yeah, and it is a beautiful view.
Yeah.
And lots of sunlight. That helps a lot, definitely. Yeah. When I was at KP, there was no sunlight. And it can get a little bit difficult in the evening when you're kind of finishing a shift.
Yeah, it's nice to see some sunlight.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. For the awards to get top 6, did you guys meet up and stuff? Or?
No, it was a Zoom call.
Okay, interesting.
We had to do a Zoom call.
Yeah, and then for the top 3... Is it going to be another Zoom call?
They're going to be a shop visit. So they're going to come, taste the product, the ingredients, see how you do it.
Yeah.
Ask you, obviously, questions. And
okay, cool. And when they come in, is it like a mystery shopper kind of vibe? Or is it like you know that they're in?
We'll know that they're in.
Yeah.
They'll give us a time or
day.
Because it could be my day off or something. And they want to come when it's my day off or something like that. So they'll let us know in advance.
Yeah. I think that kind of makes it worse, almost. I feel like if it's you know, just another shift, then you're going to be cranking out those stellar, you know, fries. But when you know that they're here, it's a little bit more pressure, right?
Yeah, but I think I can handle it well. I'm confident. And the Zoom call, it was all right, but it was... Because the kitchen's so loud as well, it can be loud.
Yeah.
You don't know if you've misheard a question or something. You don't know if I've asked a question. But when they're there, I feel like, all right, they're here now. It's... You're in front of me, I can understand what you're saying or something.
Yeah, I get you.
But yeah.
Oh, so in the Zoom call, they were asking questions. What kind of questions were they asking?
Again, about what's a perfect batter for you
and
how you do it and sort of thing. They want to see how you fry it. And
Are you taking them kind of like step by step? Like first I do this, next I do this, next I do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Because there is a lot to take in as well, just with everything. So
yeah.
Just trying to remember all of it.
Are you on the call with all the other contestants? Like all the other young fish fryers?
On call?
So I'm saying on the Zoom call, where all the other... The other 6, were they also on the same call? Could you hear their answers?
No. That's all separate. So they all do it at different times.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could just cheat.
I'll steal that.
Say what he says, mate.
Yeah, right. It's all different.
And when are we gonna hear that you've been awarded top number 1?
The announcement's in February. But that's if you're top 3, then you'll go to that and you'll get an announcement to see if you've come.
Okay, first cool.
But yeah, that's in February. Don't know the exact date, but I know it's in February.
All right, cool. All right, so I just heard that if you get top 3, Lorraine's personally going to make you a cake. Is that true?
She's promised one now, yeah.
All right, Charlie, thank you so much for coming on.
Callum.
Really appreciate it, bud.
Wow.
Yeah, really, really cool. Thanks so much, Charlie, for coming on and being our first ever hospitality hero.
Round of applause. Woo! Yeah. All right, well done. So should we leave with a little bit of ska music? Play us out, Cal.
All right.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Hey you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockinest, rock steady beat of madness! One step beyond!
Ciao for now.
Ciao.